Due to the surge in business intelligence technologies, companies continue to seek ways to maximize the potential of their data. It has resulted in a growing demand for skilled BI analysts. Preparing for a BI analyst interview may feel daunting, particularly for those beginning their careers. For those interviewing for a business intelligence analyst position, acquiring knowledge about the potential business intelligence interview questions can be highly beneficial. To help you ace a business intelligence interview, we have compiled some commonly asked business intelligence interview questions and answers after extensive research. Let's get started. Question 1. What is business intelligence, BI? Answer. Business intelligence, BI, is a technology-driven process that collects, analyzes, and presents business data to support decision-making. BI tools and techniques help organizations gain insights, identify trends, and make data-driven decisions. Question 2. What are the key components of a BI system? Answer. The key components of a BI system include data sources, ETL, extract, transform, load, processes, data warehouses, data marts, BI reporting tools, and dashboards. Question 3. Explain ETL and its significance in BI. Answer. ETL stands for extract, transform, and load. It's a process used to extract data from various sources, transform it into a suitable format, and load it into a data warehouse or data mart. ETL is crucial in BI because it ensures data consistency, integrity, and availability for reporting and analysis. Question 4. What is a data warehouse, and how is it different from a database? Answer. A data warehouse is a central repository that stores large volumes of historical and current data from various sources. It is designed to support business intelligence and reporting activities. The key difference between a data warehouse and a database is that a data warehouse is optimized for query and analysis performance, while databases are designed for transactional processing. Question 5. How do OLAP, Online Analytical Processing, and OLTP, Online Transactional Processing, differ? Answer. OLAP and OLTP are two different types of database processing. OLAP databases are optimized for complex queries and analytics. They allow users to perform multidimensional analysis to gain insights from historical data. OLTP databases are designed for transactional processing, focusing on efficient and real-time data operations for day-to-day business activities. Question 6. Mention some popular BI tools you have experience with. Answer. Depending on your experience, mention popular BI tools such as Tableau, Power BI, ClickView, MicroStrategy, Looker, or others. Question 7. How do you handle missing or incomplete data in a BI project? Answer. Dealing with missing data is essential to maintain data accuracy. Techniques include data imputation, using statistical methods to fill in missing values, removing records with missing data, or considering missing values as a separate category. Question 8. Explain the concept of data visualization in BI. Answer. Data visualization is the graphical representation of information and data. It helps users understand complex data patterns, trends, and insights through charts, graphs, and interactive dashboards. Question 9. What is the importance of data quality in BI? Answer. Data quality is crucial in BI because accurate and reliable data ensures the validity of analyses and decision-making. Poor data quality can lead to incorrect insights and actions. Question 10. How do you optimize BI performance in large datasets? Answer. Performance optimization involves techniques like data indexing, partitioning, aggregations, and caching. Additionally, hardware upgrades and query optimization can improve BI system performance. Question 11. What are the common challenges faced in BI implementations? Answer. Common challenges include data integration issues, poor data quality, inadequate user adoption, complex data transformations, and scalability concerns. Question 12. What are KPIs, key performance indicators, in BI? Answer. KPIs are quantifiable metrics used to measure the performance of an organization in achieving its strategic goals. Question 13. How can BI be useful for predictive analytics? Answer. BI can use historical data to build predictive models and identify trends, enabling organizations to make informed decisions for the future. Question 14. What is the significance of data governance in BI? Answer. Data governance is essential for ensuring data quality, security, and compliance with regulations in BI initiatives. Question 15. How do you handle large volumes of data in BI? Answer. Handling large data volumes involves using distributed storage and processing systems like Hadoop, Spark, or cloud-based solutions. Question 16. What are the differences between self-service BI and traditional BI? Answer. Self-service BI empowers business users to create reports and perform analysis without extensive IT involvement, while traditional BI requires IT support for data manipulation and reporting. Question 17. What is the role of AI and machine learning in business intelligence? Answer. AI and machine learning can enhance BI by automating data analysis, detecting patterns, and making predictions for more informed decision-making. Question 18. How can BI benefit small businesses? Answer. BI can benefit small businesses by providing insights into customer behavior, market trends, and operational efficiency, helping them make data-driven decisions to grow and compete effectively. Question 19. How do you stay up to date with BI trends and technologies? Answer. Staying up to date involves attending industry conferences, participating in webinars, reading BI blogs, and joining relevant online communities. Question 20. How can data security be ensured in BI systems? Answer. Data security can be ensured through access controls, data encryption, user authentication, and regular security audits. Thank you for listening to our podcast.